The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All right, Anthony A. came in the studio this Friday morning and he says, I have a definition about relationships that when he told me I have a problem with it and I want to talk about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
This is the way we're starting the morning.
Anthony A., I didn't think this was that profound of an idea, but yeah, you're the second person to go, oh, that's interesting. I think a relationship is nothing more than a person that you choose to complain to. All right, that's a best friend. All right, you complain
that's
to your
marriage.
But I feel like, yeah, all it is in a relationship is you just find a person that's cool with. At the end of the day, you go, how was your day? Well, this person at work, blah, 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 blah. And it's just a bunch of complaining.
And then they ask you, yeah, and you say, this person at work, blah, 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 blah,
exactly.
Blah, 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 blah.
And that's how I know I like actually like a woman, when I want to hear how her day was and I care. That's how I know I like this person. So for me, that's all the relationship is.
What really struck me is that you're right. I didn't ever think about it that way. But even your best friend, even, you know, somebody you hang with, that's what you do. You sit there and you complain about whatever happened today or the day before. You complain about your boyfriend to that person. Then you go home and you tell your boyfriend about your friend and blah, blah, blah. It's like the circle of complaining. That's what makes you love somebody, when you're able to complain to them.
So basically a relationship is like a part-time therapist then?
Automatic, yes.
Hopeful sexual benefits.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And if you're not getting that, why are you even in it?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's true though, because it's, I mean, true. You go pay for a therapist. I mean, if you, you pay for other stuff too.
You're going too far, DJ Automatic. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
It's National Hangout Day, so hang out and complain if you want to.
I love hanging out with my husband, DJ Automatic. He really is
she
my
loves
best friend.
To complain to me.
I'm
and
all
I
stupid
complain
fools.
Him all time.
Fools. I hang out with too many Mexicans. It's not Hangout Day. It's like hang your clothesline. Hang your clothesline to conserve water energy and electricity. I'm stupid.
That.
You're like, come to the kickback.
The day I got a washing machine, I don't want to go back. I'm sorry. Hang your clothes
never
on the laundry
that,
line.
Dog.
Nah,
also,
man.
National Garlic Day, so shout out to garlic. You know, when properly used, I'm a fan of it.
Wait,
nobody else?
Hold on. Anthony, didn't you say the other day when you eat pizza now, you feel bad?
Yes, I do.
It's the garlic.
That's the effects of garlic.
Oh! Welcome to adulthood. Now
and another day with this different meaning, it's National Bicycle Day. Now this is not about
get on your bike and ride around,
something like that. This is celebrating the first ever LSD trip in 1943. The scientist named Albert Hoffman. Automatic, I thought you would know something about this, but he did the mathematic equation, took the dose, actually gave himself 10 more times than he should have. And while he was on his bike, as he experienced his first trip.
Horrible idea,
so
to go on a bike while you're tripping.
Yeah,
you're gonna end up in another country.
I would forget my feet even work.
You would think you're in another country, but you probably haven't even moved.
You probably haven't even left your front yard.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time to break down in the DM. This time, we're going to take it back when we talked to Veronica. Remember her? Her fiance, his name is Chris. They had some issues before. Ooh. He stepped down on her. And she forgave him, right? They moved forward. But now she believes he might be back to his old ways.
Mm. I forgave him, and I built our trust back. But I started noticing that he's been online talking to people. So I checked his iPad. He's talking to some girl on Instagram, some lady named Olivia. So I want to know if he's planning to meet up with her or something, because I have no idea who she is.
I'm pretending to be Olivia. I'm putting the moves on Chris. Mind you, I'm not very good at it, but I'm trying. And here's how it went down. Are we going out on a date or not?
A date? Oh, no, you're definitely calling the wrong person. But I still need the East Room this Saturday. It's Chris.
Chris is confused. I'm confused. I don't know what the East Room is. I'm trying to figure it out. And then I realize, hold up, this man is planning something for him and his fiance. He's planning a party.
Oh.
And she ruined it. Here's how the rest of the DM went down.
What are you doing?
What am I? I reserved the East Room at for a surprise bachelorette party. Andy and Kristen, Bobby and Emily, everybody's flying in. It was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh.
Oh my God.
All is good. Veronica and Chris are going to get married and live happily ever after. Question is, could you do that? Could you live happily ever after with someone who stepped out on you? It happens all the time. You know, people slip up.
Yeah.
You forgive. You may not forget, but you forgive and you leave it in the past and you move forward. That is what psychologists say is the key to making it work. You can't keep bringing it up. You can't throw it in their face. If you really want it to work, you forgive and you focus on the now. and tomorrow, not about the yesterday, because you can't change what already happened.
I think you also have to really know your partner to know if that was an honest mishap or if that's who they are.
Yeah, that's a good one, Anthony. Yeah,
because,
that's a good
one. I mean, if it becomes a pattern, of course,
it's not a mishap.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, serial cheater, yeah, but.
I don't know. It's hard for me to say because when you're in the situation, I think it's different because I think there's a part of me that wants to be like, oh, I'd be out the door. I'm done. This is over with. But hypothetically, let's say something happened with Dan and I.
Game. Oh, here we go.
That would never happen.
But hypothetically, I would love to say I would just be done. But I don't know. I really don't know.
I would kill you.
Most guys, I can't even imagine you doing that. Most guys, when they say hypothetically, they put themselves in the NBA championship game or they pretend to be LeBron James.
I'm over here just putting my wife cheating on me.
Just digging a grave.
That would never happen, though, because you know that. And I think women, we have a more difficult time. Does it happen? Yeah. We have a more difficult time imagining being with somebody that we don't truly love unless we're done with our husbands or with our partner. Then it's different.
And also, I feel for him, if that was me, I think I would probably have to step away, given that I'm the person who messed up and kind of ruined it, but it would be just too much to put up with that.
That's the thing is like
jealousy and like the whole relationship.
Even speaking about it hypothetically has me thinking and now I'm like, I'm in my head.
You're all mad.
Yeah, I'm mad for, I'm not, you didn't even do anything and now I'm mad.
I felt like the other day.
I couldn't take it. I'm just going to say it right now. I couldn't do it.
I woke up the other day, I dreamed the automatic was cheating on me. I was mad for 48 hours, 2 days, and it was pretend.
How did our grandmas and moms get past it? That's what I want to know.
They had to. They had no choice because they didn't have the freedom, the money power to be able to live without a man. Damn. It was illegal to buy, you know, a home without your husband's signature. What? Credit cards, you couldn't get one without your man's signature.
Sheesh, what a time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't talk about being little very often because I think it brings back sad memories because I was poor. I mean, it's funny to laugh at now.
We all were.
It sucked. And I didn't have good clothes. Like, I didn't have name brands. Sometimes I would go the whole school year with one pair of pants and one pair of shoes. And I didn't have brothers or sisters to share with.
Well, at least your mom wasn't making your clothes.
Yeah, you're right. Teach how to
make. And my mom is not a seamstress.
I don't even want to know. And kids were so mean. It was the worst when they would make fun of my clothes and call me poor and tell me, you don't have anything. And it was true.
Yo, kids are,
that was the worst.
Kids are cruel.
I think that's the reason why I have such a big thing with shoes is because I got teased so much about wearing my Pro Wings or my McGregor's or whatever Kmart shoe I had on.
Yeah, me too. I had them little white shoes that were like canvas and they had no name brand. And by the middle of the year, they were black. And now that's in style. So anyway.
I see what you guys are saying here. For me, it was a lot of kids just picked like on my what God gave me. My head has been probably the same size since I was like 8.
Anthony, you do got a big
dog. I knew you were going to your head.
Yeah, you got a big dog.
So, like, growing up, they'd just be like, oh, look at Anthony. He's always ahead of the class. They would make fun of me on my shirts, though, because he'd be like, damn, bro, how did you get that shirt over your head? Your collar is all stretched out.
I used to walk around my friend's head, and I'd be like, I'm orbiting you.
Automatic. You want a bully? You want a bully?
He was my friend. It was
roasting. So that brings us to today's story. Mr. Larry Ferris, he's been driving a school bus for a long time, and one day he's picking his kids up, and a little boy, his name is Levi Carrier, was crying. And so Larry asked him, what's wrong, Levi? And Levi said, it's pajama day and I don't own pajamas.
Oh.
So Mr. Larry dropped all of the kids off and went directly to Family Dollar and bought Levi 2 sets of PJs because he wasn't sure what size, the kid wears. Went back to the school. I know. And little Levi has the biggest smile on his face. And all because Mr. Larry went out of his way to help someone he didn't have to. Check out Mr. Larry. This is an interview that David Muir did on ABC.
We can educate and further push our kids in the right direction. Our school staff, our bus drivers, our principals, our teachers, they all go above and beyond doing for our kids every single day.
We talk about teachers a lot, and of course teachers are important, but the entire school system often does a lot for children that they're not required to do. I do remember sometimes in the lunch line, like, because I didn't ever get free lunch or anything like that. My nana was too proud, and like maybe I didn't want to eat her food. They would give me something. They would give me something just because I would be sitting there not eating. Damn. Somebody would hand me something to eat. Those little things matter. And also, can we teach our kids not to be mean to other children?
You could try, but that's kind of like peeing in the wind.
Yeah. No, I think that even be this kids conversation. And, yeah, but the kids can be kids, but don't be mean.
But it's worse when they're teenagers. So bullies, no matter what you can do, you're always going to have bullies throughout your life who are going to pick at your insecurities because they have their own. Shout out to the ladies who helped you, the lady at the cafeteria. That's sad, dude.
Because I didn't want to pull out my sack lunch because people make fun of my burrito, you know? Oh, so there was all kinds of stuff going on in my life.
Our free lunch line was so long at my school that it wasn't like,
how about
normal.
It was just the norm?
Everyone was broke.
Broke. So it's like, we're all broke together.
For me, in middle school, Mr. Hollis was the first teacher who really, well, I've had a lot of great teachers throughout my academic career. Is that what you call it? Wasn't much of an academic
career.
Well,
I was going to say, well, you're proving your point here.
Thank God for Mr. Hollis.
Shout out Mr. Hollis, though, bro. He pulled me out of the remedial and smaller literature classes and told me that I belong in a regular class and that I could keep up with him, and I did. And
you learned differently.
Yes, the first person to believe in me. So yeah,
I didn't really have a teacher that I would say that was like influential in my life, but my friend's dad, Mr. Baca, he was a Marine. He was retired, though, when we were in elementary school, so he had a lot of time on his hands, and he would take us everywhere. He would take us to baseball games. He'd take us to a museum. Literally, he showed me so many different things. And my dad was a great man too, but this man, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he worked out every day. He kept like a certain lifestyle.
He was a different influence.
He was a very different
influence.
Yes. And he was a great influence on my life. And rest in peace to that man.
And shout out to my Theo Frankie too, because as an uncle, he didn't have to raise me. He's my uncle, not my father. He had no reason other than the fact that he loved me unconditionally. And one of the things that was always good is that when I'd come home from school sad, he was there and he would take me on walks and talk to me and read to me and educate me. And I think that's why I've been able to come so far, because of his positive influence. And now hopefully this message here can pass on to the parents listening with their kids, and the kids listening on the school bus. All those material things, they really don't matter. And whether you have them or not, it's not going to change the trajectory of your life. Be kind to one another. It goes a lot further in life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Kim Kardashian's latest relationship with a woman. I'm going to tell you where you can check out video of her kissing one. And we'll talk about this and more. Best Gossip now. Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays first.
We have James Franco celebrating his birthday and pop singer Lauren Gray celebrating her birthday.
All right, so we're going to go back in time when Diddy and J-Lo were a thing. And they're out of the club with one of Diddy's artists, Shine, who had this hit at the time, Bad Boys.
Now tell me who won the with us. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Guns were taken out at the club that night. Jennifer Lopez was with Diddy during this time. That's pretty much when she left.
This is 1999.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Shine ended up taking the rap for it. He did 10 years in prison, got deported back to his home country of Belize, and always said he did not do the shooting. Now, he's never said that it was Diddy, but the woman who was shot in the face at the club
is now saying it was Diddy.
Well, she's always said it was Diddy, but Diddy had so much money and still does, and a lot of power. Man, and Shine's talking about it today. Check it out.
I maintain that I never shoot nobody. There were other guns there. I always said that. Fragments were never removed, so there was never any forensic testing to say who it was. But the victims are vindicating me.
And that's why when folks say the justice system is fair, I'm always like, nah, it's not. And we will just continue watching this story as it develops, because at this point, Diddy has not been arrested. All right, Kim Kardashian and Emma Roberts are kissing, and they're not in a relationship. They're doing it for American Horror Story, the latest episode starring Kim Kardashian. American Horror Story is something that my daughter is so into.
I love American Horror Story. I'm not your daughter, but...
I know, Anthony, I was like, wow, okay.
I love American Horror Story.
You kind of make the point that I was getting at. Everybody loves it. It's a great series, and I'm not someone who's been attracted to it.
Oh, dude, it's great. I actually, though, to be age, I've fallen off since The Covenant. So if somebody out there can let me know, at Anthony A. Comedy on Instagram. Sorry, Dana, I know you don't have your Instagram. But Jessica Lange still involved in it? Because she's my favorite. I thought for a long time she held that whole series on her back, dog.
Oh, Ava loved her and Angela Bassett.
So. There's so many people that are in it. I mean, even Lady Gaga has been a part of this. So I'm going to have to watch, I guess.
I wonder how Kim K felt about having to kiss another woman.
Well, she kissed a lot of people on camera, so I don't think it's a little bit of a thing.
Well, she hasn't kissed another woman on camera, though.
That we know of yet. Let Kris Jenner find out, and that'll leak, I promise you.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something spicy is coming to Starbucks. We'll talk about it in food news. It's Hot Fridays hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
All right, so question out the gate. Anyone remember the movie Aaron Brockovich starring Julia Roberts? Here's a little excerpt from that flick.
They may not be the most sophisticated people, but they do know how to divide, and $20 million isn't shit when you split it between them.
Aaron.
Second of all, these people don't dream about being rich. They dream about being able to watch their kids swim in a pool without worrying that they'll have to have a hysterectomy at the age of 20.
Ooh. It was about a single mom who took on a major corporation for poisoning the city water, which made people sick. Well, let me tell you something. California regulators voted earlier this week to establish a drinking water limit on hexavalent chromium. Officials say this is going to open doors for other states to do the same, but that people will pay more for their water. Lower income communities will suffer more. Here's what I'm saying. All these years later, we still don't have safe drinking water in the United States of America.
Have they cleaned up the water in Flint, Michigan?
No.
Okay.
Think about what I just said. Poor people, once again, are the folks that gotta suffer because they don't have anybody in Congress lobbying for them. A lot of people just open their faucet and drink water from there. Not everybody can afford bottled water or filters. And you would think that the government's going to give you safe water. Not so. It makes me sick that we're still having this conversation.
So they're basically doing like the 1-2-3 rule when we used to drink water in elementary school.
What's the 1-2-3 rule?
You guys never had the 1-2-3 rule? Like a water fountain? Like you just like, all right, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3. All right, get off. And then you got to get something
else. Yeah. I do remember that.
No,
yeah.
The rule here is you got to boil it or die.
Oh, damn. All right.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Starbucks is coming with some spicy drinks for the summer. They got this new, it's called Spicy Chili Powder Blend, and they've got four new drinks. They got the Spicy Dragon Fruit, the Spicy Pineapple, which sounds okay, Spicy Strawberry, and the Spicy Cream Cold Foam.
It sounds to me like they're trying to compete with their local mercado, trying to get into that mangonado.
Oh, that's one way.
The fruteria, the agua frescas kind of wave, and I'm just not here for it at Starbucks. I
have
don't
a
know.
Feeling the Spicy Chili Powder Blend is just tahini.
I kind of think that, yeah. I think, Dutch Bros is in their head.
Oh, for real? Right.
Probably, yeah.
Dude, have you ever been to Starbucks lately? They're way kinder than they used to be.
Oh, they extra nice now.
Yeah, dogs. The Dutch Bros. We go to Dutch Bros. It's like going to therapy, dog. Well, I love those
when it
guys.
Comes to my coffee, they're competing with Folgers because I make my coffee at home. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We have National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day.
Hey,
so look up
okay.
in there, dog. Yo, dude, I found ibuprofen I had from like 3 years ago.
Does it go bad?
I think it.
I don't know. I take it so much. Who knows? Mine never does.
And we also have National Garlic Day as well, too.
Okay, all right. We like a little spicy spice.
I love garlic. My heartburn reaction does not, so that is sad.
You're a grown up
your
now.
Your body doesn't like garlic.
My body doesn't like
your
it.
Your taste buds do.
Yeah, my tongue, my esophagus.
19-year-old
like,
Anthony A used to like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, now my esophagus just feels like a Slim Jim.
Yep.
And we'll wrap it up on National Hangout Day. This is encouraging everybody to take a break from the dryer and hang out your clothes instead, but I am going to use it to encourage you to hang out with your homies.
You're
and hang out with your
be
friends.
Saving energy.
Well, you can save energy with the homies.
Call a friend you've missed in a while. It's
Wait,
a good weekend.
Okay,
that's
relax not it. I want to ask you, did you used to hang clothes on the clothesline when
yes,
you were little?
Yes, my mom would always do that.
Didn't you love the smell of them?
I did, but like as a little kid, I used to get, I'm not going to lie, I get excited when you see some of the women's clothes out there. That was.
Oh, automatic.
Hey, look, you should have
so
stayed with me, dude.
Strange.
When I was talking about kicking with the homies, I didn't make you seem like a pervert. Your wife did now.
Bras on the clothesline. Exciting DJ Automatic.
I was little.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.